Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit PermaSeal.net.
It's time for our Wednesday check-in with Chicago trial attorney Karen Conti. Good morning, Karen. Let's talk a little bit about homeowners insurance. We've seen the terrible damage on the news with those two major hurricanes and the flooding in the southeast. So what about people around here? Should people be looking at insurance, at flood insurance?
I really think they should. I mean, we've seen places that were traditionally not affected by these hurricanes, like Asheville, North Carolina. I mean, who would have thought that that city would be wiped out, you know, the way it was? And flood insurance really is not that expensive. Your standard homeowner's policy doesn't cover floods, and they can happen with all kinds of things, with, you know, dams that break and water, groundwater coming up. So it really is important to buy that insurance, and it's available through the federal government. You can go to your insurance agent and you can buy it, but it's a federal policy, and it really does help cover a lot of the issues that arise, the mold and the redoing of basements and that type of thing.
Even if you don't live in a floodplain, you think this is a good idea?
I do. And what's interesting is that a third of all claims that are made on a flood insurance policy are in floodplains. The rest of them are not in floodplains. So you can see that there are a lot of issues that maybe arise not in a place where you would normally think would have these problems.
Interesting. We were talking last week about the confusion when you're voting and you see the list of judges, all those names, and you don't know what to do. So let's talk a little bit about that. And a lot of people are voting early, too, and want to know right now about this. How do you know judges' records and who to vote for and who to reject?
First of all, it's really important, and I know it, you see all these names and you say, who cares, but these are the people who are deciding, you know, custody arrangements, criminal matters, evictions, your personal injury, lawsuits. I mean, these are really, and then all the way up to the appellate court where they're actually deciding policy for our state. And now that, you know, the government is leaving a lot of these decisions to the state, very important big decisions are being made by our state Supreme Court. So, yeah, there are bar associations that get together and they spend hundreds and hundreds of hours interviewing judges, interviewing practitioners, and rating them. And so if you go to the website voteforjudges.org, you can pull up the list of the judges and you can see how they fared when it comes to whether they're highly qualified, qualified, or not qualified. And then there's another website, if you're even more interested, called Injustice Watch. And there you can see what the backgrounds were of the various judges. Did the person come from a prosecutorial background or a public defender background? Is this person embroiled in some sort of controversy? And you can see those things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's really important to take this, if you're going to the poll or you're sitting at your desk and voting, to, you know, print it out and bring it with you and vote. You know, at least you know that these people have been vetted and efforts have been made to do the right thing.
Yeah, good idea. Let's talk about the non-binding referenda. There are three on the ballot in Illinois. First, explain, what does that mean, non-binding?
Well, it means that the legislature put these on the ballot to try to get a feel for what the constituents want. And so basically, it's just telling the legislature, yes, we are interested in this particular initiative. And they listen. The government listens. In fact, we had one a few years back, which was the increase in the minimum wage. And that was something that the people voted for, and then we have passed that legislation. So it is very important to read these referenda and vote your opinion.
The first one on the ballot is about candidates who tamper with the election. What does that propose, that referendum?
It's already a crime for anybody to tamper with or interfere with the voting machines. But this makes, the question is, should we make it something that you can sue that person civilly for damages? And I'm not quite sure how important that is, because it seems to me that if someone does it and you put them in jail, isn't that enough? But this would allow lawsuits to be brought to recoup damages. And I guess it is important if we spend a lot of money trying to undo these types of things that there's some recompense for it.
What about the one that has to do with raising taxes? What does it say?
Yeah, this one says that the question is whether the state should raise taxes for people who earn over $1 million. The proposal would be to raise their taxes by 3% and take that money and then dedicate it to property tax relief. So that would reduce property taxes. So basically, tax the millionaires to help defray the cost of the property taxes.
And the third one has to do with health insurance, doesn't it?
Yeah, this is interesting. It asks voters whether the state should mandate that all health insurers provide pregnancy benefits also are required to cover fertility treatments, including in vitro. Very interesting. If people have ever gone through in vitro, it's very, very expensive, and it can really break the bank. And so this would really mandate these health policies to cover the cost of these things.
Good timely information this morning. Thank you, Karen Conti. Have a good day.
You too.